USA Radio News with Wendy King.
National Security Advisor John Bolton has been fired with reactions from one top Trump administration official. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he's never surprised by anything the president does, including announcing the dismissal of Bolton via Twitter. But Pompeo isn't unhappy with the move, clearly by steaming ahead with the White House briefing that was supposed to include Bolton. The questions included the notion of chaos in carrying out foreign policy.
These have been the president's policies. We give him our best wisdom, but I don't think any leader around the world should make any assumption that because someone of us departs, that President Trump's foreign policy will change in a material way.
The president says a replacement will be named next week. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 74 points, the S&P up 1, and the NASDAQ down 3. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Democrats are back working to pass laws on gun control. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the vast majority of gun owners and Republicans support background check legislation, and President Trump now has an opportunity to lead.
The president can provide Republicans with important political cover to finally buck the NRA, save lives, and do the right thing.
But Majority Leader Mitch McConnell isn't budging from his position.
We do, in fact, await word from the White House about what the president is willing to sign. That's important to a lot of my members. It also, at the risk of repeating the history lesson, is the only way we will get a law.
The man convicted of crashing his car into a crowd that was protesting a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017 has been ordered to pay more than $75,000 to some of the wounded. A federal court released the restitution agreement for James Fields on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A certain TV host is getting a second chance. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
Billy Bush is returning to TV as host of Extra, 3 years after a Trump Hollywood Access tape controversy led to his firing. Bush joined CBS this morning and shares some advice he was given from a rather well-known relative.
Didn't George W. Bush, your cousin, call you? What did he say to you?
He called me and said, you're not laying in bed, are you?
Were you in bed?
And I was like, I got out of bed. No! Why would I be laying in bed? You know, and I was mad. Should I do this? Should I do that? I'm so mad. I should fight back. I should... He said, nope. Just, you know, take what they give you and walk away and work on you.
Bush's first show on Extra was Monday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Researchers are now considering a possible link between height and type 2 diabetes risks. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more details.
This study finds shorter people have a greater risk of developing type 2 diabetes. The study looked at more than 2,500 Germans, finding that the risk of the disease fell by 30% for each 3-inch increase in height. The researchers believe the link could be related to lower amounts of liver fat in tall people. The study was published in the journal Diabetologia. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.